We'll seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, on the subject of education and the Holy Book of Quran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "We must encourage our youth to read and understand the Holy Book of Quran. Only through its teachings can they find true meaning and direction in life." Well, Imam Khomeini's emphasis on encouraging youth to read and understand the Quran reflects a core belief regarding the importance of divine guidance. The Quran is not merely a historical text, it is a comprehensive guide for living a life that aligns with Allah's will. The Holy Book of Quran serves as a primary source of knowledge and wisdom, and it is believed that understanding the Quran is essential for recognizing the true path in life, as it provides insights into moral, ethical, and social principles. The Holy Book of Quran states, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولي الألباب. This is a book that we have sent down to you, blessed that they may reflect upon its verses and that those of understanding would be reminded. Surah Al-Sad, verse number 29. This verse highlights the importance of contemplation and reflection on Quran's teachings. Moreover, the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam further elaborate on the significance of the Holy Book of Quran as well. Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The Quran is the best judge and it is the best guide to the straight path." This reinforces the notion that the Quran is a source of wisdom that can guide individuals towards righteousness and away from ignorance. And additionally, the youth are the leaders of tomorrow, and their understanding of the Quran can shape the future of the community. Imam Khomeini's call reflects the belief that instilling a strong foundation in Quranic teachings will empower the youth to navigate life's challenges, make informed decisions, and contribute positively to society. Imam Khomeini's words underscore the necessity of engaging youth with the Quran, and it is through its teachings that they can discover purpose and direction and lead into fulfilling and spiritually enriched life. Well, that was the time we had for this episode. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini on education. He said, "We must encourage our youth to read and understand the Quran. Only through its teachings can they find true meaning and direction in life." Thank you very much. Until another episode, I bid farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day. Every night and every day.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.